Welcome to Here I Am, Lord, a weekly faith-filled program about learning to say yes to Jesus in the ordinary moments of everyday life. Join Marta Kyle as she invites you to grow in faith, recognize God's voice in daily life, and discover simple ways to follow Christ more faithfully each day.
Well, welcome, welcome. It's Marta Kyle.
And Tara Wolfington.
And we're so happy to be with you today on this beautiful June afternoon.
103,
it doesn't
say.
It feels very hot, but it doesn't feel 103 to me.
No, the car still says 90, but yeah. To me it feels 105.
Right. It doesn't feel 105 to me. I think I'm weird that way, though. So we hope you are enjoying the heat. It's better, in my opinion, it's better than the cold. But and anything in extremes isn't so hot, right?
Right. No pun intended.
Yeah. But today is a very exciting day. There's a lot going on in the Catholic Church. Today especially, the Catholic bishops of the United States have gathered in Orlando, Florida.
And that is really amazing.
Awesome. And I think it's amazing. It's the Basilica of the National Shrine of Our Lady. And under the title, Queen of the Universe.
Yeah.
Awesome. And then they are gathered together to consecrate our nation to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Obviously so appropriate because we're in the month of June, which is in the month of Sacred Heart.
What a blessing.
And on the eve of the Feast of the Sacred Heart, which is June 12th, right?
Right. Tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow. So that's very exciting. The church is in motion. Jesus is in motion. There's nothing stagnant about our faith right now. Everyone's moving and grooving, right?
Yeah, and I just love how the United States is really doing multiple things.
Mm-hmm.
The Eucharistic Congress.
Yes.
I mean, the president was going to consecrate the country again back to, you know,
yes,
Christian back faith.
And one nation under God.
Right.
Bring us back to our roots. We did, funny enough, today we're also honoring in the church St. Barnabas. And his one of his mottos, I guess, is, you know, get back to walking in the light. Stop walking in the darkness and walk in the light.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So it all kind of ties together beautifully. We'll touch on the Ten Commandments series.
Yep. Keep going with those commandments.
Yeah. And I just think it's beautiful. It's always to Jesus through Mary. So it's amazing that it's at a Marian shrine, reconsecrating our country. And our country has gone on the path of darkness. I guess that's what made me think of that. We're definitely, even if you listen to Kathleen on Tuesday, we need to wake ourselves back up, become aware, get back to the basics.
Right. Come back to the church.
Yeah.
Come back to the
come
family.
Back to the, yes.
Which is the domestic church.
Mm-hmm. And there's
get
a big
back
movement.
On track.
Get back on track. And that Eucharistic pilgrimage, as you pointed out, is also, everything's kind of a parallel path right now.
Right.
Leading us back to Jesus. And we always go back to Jesus through Mary, like we said. And it's in Wilmington, the Eucharistic pilgrimage. I think it's in Wilmington today.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be here soon.
It'll be here so
soon. Couple
weeks. Yeah, and I touched on some of that with Zach last week, so that was exciting.
Yeah. Yeah, I missed being here last week.
Yeah. We missed
having
you. I'm so glad
you were here with Zach.
Yeah, we had some great callers. We were excited.
Yeah, that was awesome.
We talked about that pilgrimage. Yes.
Now, I am going to say I love that Frank called and said he missed me.
Yes,
I mean, let's just talk about that, Frank.
Yes, I like to call him Frank the Great. Frank the
Frank
Great,
the
we
great.
Hope you're listening.
You touched my heart, Frank.
Yeah, right? So that's awesome.
No, but we love Zach.
I know. Zach's great. Yes, indeedy. Yes, indeedy. So
it kind of all ties in. St. Barnabas saying, come back to the way, come back to the way, because today's commandment is thou shalt not steal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we see and the way the world's gone with that.
Yeah. It's been tragic. There are so many examples that we were discussing
right
before the show of how you can steal. You can steal joy. You can steal physical, you know, physical items. You can steal money.
You
can steal hearts, lights, life. Yeah.
Family. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Someone else's spouse. You can do a lot of, you know.
Right.
It's funny. It's a commandment that crosses over, we were saying, all the other commandments.
It's almost a at this point, we're far enough down in the commandments where you can see a lot of stories with the domino effect.
Mm-hmm.
You commit one and
yeah,
so easily.
It kind of just embraces all fall. Of them. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we're going to get back into walking in the way of light. And
right.
And they called Barnabas the son of encouragement. So this all of this activity is very encouraging for us because we don't have to despair. And last week we talked about the fact that Jesus never leaves us in desolation. He might take us through the fire instead of around the fire, but he never leaves us where we're at. He always comes to meet us, and then he's always our savior time and time again. He always comes back to save us and give us zillions of lifelines. And even if
as
it's the Ark of Our Lady.
As a people.
Yeah.
This is saving as a people.
Yeah, well, that's what I was more thinking on the level of the people, but you're right, individuals and the people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this morning in Mass, Father was saying, that you should come to church, and people don't realize, they ask the question, why can't I pray at home? But the Lord wants communion. He wants his people in communion to come pray together.
Yeah.
So this
and he was saying that you
element.
Don't get the Eucharist at home, right? So it's body, blood, soul, and divinity. You're actually... He said, eat my body, drink my blood.
Yeah.
Right? The I am statements. I am the...
Right.
Mm-hmm. I am the bread of life. And when you eat my body and drink my blood, you'll have life within you.
Right.
And that is... we're on our way.
You will
live
forever.
We are on our way. You will live forever. And
that's
the whole
banner
point.
I made for Aisley for her communion.
Yeah.
Whoever eats this bread and drinks this blood...
Yeah.
...will live forever. And
I love it.
Of course, it was during COVID. She never used it. She never had her communion.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm.
I think I went through 3 communion dresses.
I remember that.
I finally said, I finally went to the parish and I said, listen, can we just make this happen? Because I can't go to 4 dresses.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's right at that growth spurt
exactly.
time in their age.
Yeah. We're ready to go. That's awesome. All right. So before we jump into this, we will say a quick prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
O Lord Jesus, on this day, as we honor St. Barnabas, the son of encouragement, we lift our eyes to your Sacred Heart, the wellspring of infinite mercy and love. We ask that the fire of your heart consumes our nation, heals our divisions, transforms our homes. Grant us the courage of Barnabas to be builders of bridges, preachers of truth, and witnesses of charity. We surrender our country, our families, and our very lives to your Sacred Heart today.
Amen.
Sacred Heart of Jesus, our King and our Savior, may your kingdom come, especially in America, on earth as it is in heaven. And Immaculate Heart of Mary, Queen of the Universe, pray for us. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. We want to pray that in conjunction unity with the bishops. We want to pray in one heart, one spirit, one mind. And that's what's going on right now. The country in this hour is currently 4:00 being consecrated.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
So we are in unison. We are all in unity. We'll be one heart, one mind, one spirit.
Right.
That's amazing. It's
and
not a coincidence.
Tomorrow will be another beautiful day.
Yeah.
The
bridge
heart.
Building, radical charity. And we're going to move from... you have to move this from ritual into our everyday life. We talked about that last week a little bit when we were talking about rending our hearts, not our garments. So we really have to open our hearts and action, take action. Even this Eucharistic pilgrimage. I mean, it's Jesus is actively working his way from St. Augustine, Florida, through Philadelphia
to Maine. Back to Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then one thing that prayer touched on that we forgot to open with is it's also really important. So you were saying as a people, as a nation, we have to consecrate ourselves back to the Sacred Heart, but we also have to do it as individuals.
Mm-hmm.
And most especially the domestic church, we have to consecrate our homes to the Sacred Heart. Kathleen touches on that again and again and again. And I'm assuming most listeners out there have their homes consecrated. But even at the – I was in Avalon a couple weekends ago – and the church, they were just giving out, they'd stacks and stacks and stacks, a picture of the Sacred Heart and the Immaculate Heart next to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And they were also encouraging the same.
Right.
Yeah. Because that's how important it is. So if
you haven't done it yet.
You haven't done it yet. Call me or email me. I have so many pictures. I took a huge pile and I was just going to start giving them out. I have started actually giving them out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I had one picture of the Sacred Heart in the back seat of my car. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. It's like your third passenger.
Yeah, it's like my third passenger. And everyone, ironically, for some reason, I just keep having kids get in the backseat of my car lately. So my son Brendan turned 21 this past weekend, and I promised them I would be the Uber. I said, don't waste your money. At the shore, they charge you an astronomical amount of money just to get from Avalon to Sea Isle. It's silly.
Right.
So I said, don't do that. I'll be Uber. I'll take you to Wawa 10 times. I don't care where you have to go. I'm the driver, and I'm the Uber. But I constantly had a slew of 21, 22-year-olds in the backseat of my car.
Mm-hmm.
And they constantly were looking at the picture of the Sacred Heart. So it's actually inadvertently, accidentally, the greatest evangelization tool.
Because it probably started conversation.
It did.
With 21-year-olds.
Yes, it did. Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah.
And so we had a lot of conversation about it, and I happened to stick those other cards that I was just talking about, the Immaculate Heart and the Sacred Heart, back there too. And so then I was thinking, I think I'm just going to leave it back there. It was back there by accident, so it didn't get wrinkled. But I was like, this is actually genius. Yeah. So whoever has the need to evangelize, you know, without using your words, just put a picture of the Sacred Heart in your backseat.
I ended up putting one in my backseat.
It's great.
Remember?
So many people. Yeah, you did, by accident too, which is so funny. We came across another.
Right. My niece gave it to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's so funny.
So it's actually... I hate to say hilarious, but it just was an accidental grace, right?
Yes.
Jesus always knows what he's doing, and it always never ceases to amaze me.
Right.
And then, obviously, we always want to place ourselves under the mantle of the Queen Mother. I just love it. Mary, Queen of the Universe. That's where it is today. And she's our mother. She's our Heavenly Mother. She's as much mother as she is queen. Kathleen also reminds us of that all the time.
Yeah.
And we love our mother, right? So
I do, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's great. It's awesome. So if we were to do a quick reminder, because we've been away from them a little bit. Last week we had a break. We have broken up the series a tiny bit here. So just a quick review for everybody. The first and most important commandment.
I am the Lord your God. You shall have no strange gods before me.
Yep. Yeah. And as a nation, we're looking to reject idols of power, money, secularism.
Very difficult.
Very difficult. There are so many false idols going on. Yeah.
We have so much that compared to some other countries that... It's easy for so many of those things to become an idol.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. And then even within our own home, the domestic church, you want to prioritize Sunday Mass over sports, over screens, and we had a whole nice show that reviewed all that information. And that's really, if you get that right, that core, I mean, all the other ones kind of fall away.
How many people talk about Chick-fil-A?
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about a subtle message?
Yes.
Not so subtle if you're really into Chick-fil-A or you want to have it for a Sunday party.
Mm-hmm. I always want it on Sunday. It's always the one day. I'm like,
we're
really
having some kind of party, right? Or our family's having a party on a Sunday and we need to try a Chick-fil-A. And don't forget on Saturday to get the Chick-fil-A.
Mm-hmm. Because they are closed on Sunday because they keep
holy
the
Sabbath. And it gets people talking about it. They really do. It's like you're Jesus in the backseat of the car.
Exactly. I just love how these things happen without even... Yeah, but it does. It's a great conversation piece.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. The second commandment we reviewed is you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. Mm. And it's funny, we were talking that show about how often we do it more real. We don't realize how often this happens. And then when you start to study these commandments and start to look at them, you really, your eyes and heart are open to how much you hear it. How much you might even
and
see
And how injured
it.
The Lord is by it, more
and
importantly.
How, yeah, and how injured
that he's
the Lord
really,
is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, which is why we have First Friday and First mm-hmm. Saturday. And
confession.
And confession. Mm-hmm. And,
yeah, so as a nation, we're praying for a return to reverence in the public discourse. I don't even have anything to say. It's so necessary. We're so much in the dark on some of these issues, right? We took God out of
right
schools.
Now, cursing, we blessing took... has, you know, we always say, bless it, don't curse it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And there's so much cursing. And if you have a dispute, it's mm-hmm. get on and scream curse words and, you know, take down every
Yeah, even holy road thing. Rage, you know, take God out of schools. I mean, there's been a real fight and a real push to get God back into our school systems, back into the courts, back, and they wanted to take the Ten Commandments away.
Yeah.
They wanted to take any kind of statues down. I mean, it's been a rough run.
And when you realize, even like hanging out with Kathleen, how she blesses everything.
Mm-hmm.
And how many things turn out well after a blessing.
Mm-hmm. It's really...
And that's what the Lord tries to tell you. Her mm-hmm. life is like Chick-fil-A.
I'm sure she'd be so happy
to hear that, Tara.
Kathleen, did you
Her
know?
Actions are a message. Chick-fil-A's yes. actions are a strong message. Kathleen's yes. actions are a strong message. I didn't mean she went chicken.
Eat more chicken.
But you know what I mean.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Actions speak louder than words, and her actions say to us, bless it, bless it, bless it. Don't curse it.
Mm-hmm. Because
you see the outcome of blessing things.
Yeah.
And we don't realize, I think, that when you curse something, you're really cursing it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're not just ridding your frustration. You're really cursing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly. And there's power. That small tongue has a mighty power.
Double-edged sword.
Exactly. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right. So where were we?
Yes, remember to keep holy the Lord's Day. Mm-hmm. And again, as a nation, we need to honor our need for rest and worship. And we have this like burnout culture, and everybody's too tired on Sunday. A lot of Catholics say Sunday's my only day off. But if they only realize the richness of the Mass and how fulfilled they would feel, and He would fill them, you know, come to me, all you who are weary and
right
heavily burdened.
Yeah. And we talked about when we did that one, we talked about how that's not really a command, it's a gift.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord said, this day is for my people to rest and do nothing.
And even God himself rested. So it's important not to think you're above it or better than that, or, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
to exercise your gift.
And And appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. And rest.
Yeah, and you can make Sunday a day of joy, a day of family. It's not just another work day. Obviously, some people have to work on Sundays. Everybody understands that point. But it's an important... it's actually great for family bonding, for family memories. I know Sundays, we always had big family breakfast on Sunday, and that's something I'll never forget.
Family day.
And we never had family. Yeah, we have family hour.
The blue laws. How the great blue they laws. Are for family.
I can remember, needing a poster
for school. And then no
one
has to work. We never had sports.
Right. There was no such thing as that.
You couldn't go mm-hmm. shopping.
You could not.
Yeah.
You couldn't get your poster for your project that was due on Monday, so you had to like figure out a way to like make a makeshift poster or something.
Right.
Take an old one and flip
it. You had to remember on Saturday.
Exactly. I personally was never really great at remembering on Saturday. But I'll tell you what, in the South, they do keep the blue laws going. Some of those southern states.
In Bergen County, too, in New Jersey. Northern New Jersey. It's mm-hmm. a wonderful thing. I loved it.
Yeah. When I go visit my son at school, I'm always amazed. In Mississippi. Good old Mississippi.
Yep.
And they honor those blue laws. Yeah. So the fourth is honor your father and your mother. And boy, is that important in today's society. Even our laws don't honor the father and the mother anymore. They're even trying to take away the title of father and mother at this point. There's so much distraction and confusion. And our society
has taken the rights of the parents away.
And they're yeah.
Mm-hmm. Medical.
Yeah.
Physical. Everything. Yeah. It's like, mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we really need to rebuild the family structure, and we really need the government and the world to get back to basics, get back to these commandments. We've just strayed so far. We're far off the
mark.
And
it starts in the family, I think, right?
Mm-hmm. It's the domestic church.
Yeah, that's where you learn.
Yeah. Isn't that what Mother Teresa said? You want to change the world? Go home and love your family.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Smart woman.
She was a smart woman. Full of wisdom.
Full of wisdom.
Yes, she was. You shall not kill was the fifth commandment we reviewed. And the obvious ones that you defend all life from conception to natural death. That's a big one now because they've infiltrated the...
Both ends of the spectrum. Yeah. Even in the middle, there's mm-hmm. stuff.
Yeah, and first of all, we're starting to see a lot of random killing right now. We're starting to see...
A lack of
random acts of violence, a lack of respect for life.
Yeah.
it's even with dogs and stuff. I mean, I hate to take it down to that level, but there's just really, it's kind of crazy. Mm-hmm. So we're going to pray that we can reject violence in our hearts. And then you can kill someone's spirit. We talked about that. These ones start to really cross over with each other, right?
Right.
You shall not commit adultery.
Violence
that would be
and
stealing.
Fear. I would say fear. Sometimes mm-hmm. the death comes from fear. Like mm-hmm. we were going to talk about the David story.
Yes.
That was the domino effect of all these that we'll get to.
Mm-hmm. Mm. You shall not commit adultery.
Back to David.
Back to David. Poor David. We're going to pick David. On David today.
He's a very holy man, but he had his faults too, right?
Yeah, as we all do. Every saint has a past. Every sinner has a
future.
Psst. Psst, it's future.
Answer is?
The answer is? Future. Survey says.
You're lucky I didn't say ouch when you kicked my ankle.
Yeah. So getting back to honoring the sanctity of marriage, again, they're trying to redefine marriage, the practice of chastity, and we just live in an over-sexualized world. So yeah. It's...
advertisements.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So as we review these commandments and we just give general comments about them, if you flip back to how we open the show, that today is the consecration of our nation to the Sacred Heart of Jesus.
Right.
And you
behave differently.
Yeah, but just see how it all ties together. I mean, these commandments were given to us for a very important reason. They're the foundation of our society as a nation and our society as a family, like the domestic and the national church.
And it's, now as the world.
And as the world.
Right.
Yeah.
Now we're a global society.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. As the family goes, so the world goes, they say sometimes, right? But it's as we teach our children, we have to get back to these commandments. We have to get back to putting them into practice, teaching our children, setting good examples. These are all, I think America is waking up. It doesn't look like that when you turn on the news. But when you look at the Eucharistic Congress and you look at the consecration and you look at the president and even big sports figures and things, there has been a movement. So the train has left the station. We are moving.
And the young people, I think, are rising up a little bit, saying that they feel the effect of all the screen time and the mm-hmm. they feel their own mental health and the breakdown of the family. And a lot of them are voluntarily
mm-hmm.
picking up faith and putting down their cell phone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely. One of my favorite songs, I went to a Sacred Heart school. And for some reason, the Lord just randomly, if I'm just hanging about the house, it just thinking about things. And that song, When the Battle Rages Fiercest, it's a Sacred Heart song. Mm-hmm. And I love it. I wrote down the lyrics. When the battle rages fiercest round the standard of our King, let us closer press upon him. Louder, clearer, let us sing. Jesus, be our King and leader. Grant us in thy toils a part. Are we not thy chosen soldiers, children of the Sacred Heart? And it goes on and on.
Goosebumps.
Yeah, it's honestly, this song, it just has been on my heart. And whenever it gets mm-hmm. really bad or you turn on the news or it's mm-hmm. it's like the Lord just brings it up for me. Teach us, dearest Lord and Master, many souls to win for thee. Teach us thy heart's chosen virtues, meekness and humility. I love that song. Isn't that a great song?
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's the big day for the Sisters of the Sacred Heart.
Yeah. So anyway, if you want to look at the lyrics, it's When the Battle Rages Fiercest, because right now I feel like the battle is raging fiercest. Yeah. Maybe every generation feels that way, but in this heart and mind, I'm thinking, woof, if we're not in the thick of it, man.
What is thick?
What is thick? Yeah. And they say it might get worse
even
before
put
it gets
out
better.
There, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But I feel like we are in a serious spiritual battle, so we have to... It's pertinent that we review these things, and it's important that you tune in to what the church is doing, and it's important that we support each other and keep each other going. So if anybody wants to call in and share any stories that they have, our number is 610-527-2906. You can call in and share any kind of Eucharistic stories, Eucharistic miracles. I love Carlo Acutis. St. Barnabas, whatever you have, whatever's on your heart today.
Right.
And then in the meantime, we will get right into it. You shall not steal. So we touched on adultery.
Okay, so today we're on it. You shall not steal.
Yeah.
Are we a David? Are we a David?
I know. Tara loves the David story.
No, I love how we were talking about how the Ten Commandments are dominoes. And when we started, you had 1, 2, 3. But you couldn't really talk about the domino effect until you got a little bit further down the line.
Mm-hmm.
And the David story. So we said, what stories do we have that fit perfectly into the domino effect?
Yeah. There's probably a couple of them, but
there's probably a lot. But David just sticks out because, you know, he committed adultery.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
And then that led him to lie.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And then that led him to take a life.
Yes.
Right? And then that led him to seek
steal
forgiveness.
Someone's wife and steal her purity.
Part of it. He stole, he cheated, he lied, adultery. And it was like dominoes. Once you click into one, it...
Yeah, it just... Yeah, the whole thing. The whole thing drops.
The whole thing drops.
And then on a technicality, he wasn't loving God with his whole heart, his whole mind, and his whole soul. He actually started looking inward and he gave in to his own personal desires, right?
Right.
Human will, man. That
as a
human
result, he stole
will.
Another man's wife, another
yes,
man's life.
And he stole that woman's purity.
Future.
And yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he had a child who died because the child was born and then died. And then he ended up killing Uriah, the husband. And so it really was a fabulous example of what happens when we have a moment of weakness.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just a moment of weakness because that has effects. That affects the whole.
Right.
That's one thing I never really understood until later on. Maybe Kathleen even explained that too. That our sins affect the whole church, the whole community, the whole body of humanity, the whole body of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
You see that from Adam and Eve, the fall of Adam, and how it affected all of humanity. But when we're in the midst of making these decisions or having these falls, you don't really think like that. You don't feel that way. You're not thinking, hey, I think I'll affect all of humanity right now. Just, you know.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But David affected all of humanity.
But yeah. I mean.
Because his decisions.
Cain and Abel, Adam and Eve. I mean, we all did. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it's nice that God gives us a zillion safety nets. And one of them even being the ark of the, like our mother. She's our ark. She's our protector. She's our mother.
Love the blessed
mother. More mother than queen. And it's important. She loves us and she wants nothing more, just like Jesus. Than to see us through to the other side so that they can live with us forever and ever.
Right.
Yeah.
They picked us out of the sky.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So we sometimes think these commandments, a lot of people look at them like they're something to pin you down or hold you back or with, you know, they're
like one rule. Like
strict
rules.
The Catholic Church has too many rules. I can't follow these rules. It's too hard. But really, they're guidelines for freedom, peace, love, joy, happiness, all things that are good, right? All the fruits
freedom.
Of the Spirit.
Yep. If you want freedom in your mind, body, and soul to move about and with no fear and no judgment and not all the things that give you anxiety.
Yeah. Right.
Someone should teach them in kindergarten.
I know. Actually, Ashley, my daughter Ashley always says that. She's like, Mom, you should go into schools and teach this way because...
Right.
They don't teach this stuff in schools.
Because they say you learn everything you need to know in kindergarten about caring and sharing. And but really.
Even confession. People are so afraid of confession. But really, it's a healing sacrament. It's the mass and confession. They're so healing. They're so freeing.
I love the peace that I feel in mass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's like a Medjugorje piece.
I love it. Yeah. I love thinking about what's actually going on in the mass. When you understand that Our Lady's on the altar and your guardian angel is assisting, you know, walking with you up to receive our Lord. And then, they're ascending and descending. And it's actually completely awesome. You would never be bored at Mass again if we clearly understood what was going on.
Yeah.
I'm not bored anymore thinking about that stuff. And I probably still don't know the half of what's going on.
We're always learning. Marla.
We are always learning.
Every time we think we know it all.
Yeah.
Boom.
Well, before we jump in, it's just about that halfway mark, so we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
You're listening to In His Sign Catholic Radio, empowered by the Holy Spirit, bringing the fire of God's love to the world. We are blessed to have had this Catholic radio apostolate for almost 40 years now. Thanks be to God for your partnership. Without you, this radio voice would be silenced. We have a monthly Mass offered for you, our loyal family of listeners. It's our way of saying thank you for underpinning our apostolate with your many prayers and financial support. This is your radio ministry, to be a voice for those who have no voice, to evangelize and to catechize for a time such as this. We know the Lord will bless you abundantly. He can never be outdone in generosity. If this ministry has touched your heart, help us to touch other hearts by supporting us with your prayers and financial support. Call us at 610-527-2906 or visit our website at inhissign.com.
Fraud nor rob.
Hello. Well, welcome back. We got Tara mid-sentence there. Just in case you're just tuning in, I'm Marta Kyle.
And I am Tara Wolfington.
Yes, and thank you for listening and joining in with us today. Today's topic we were mentioning was a couple of things. One is the consecration of our nation to the Sacred Heart of Jesus that's happening in Orlando, Florida, Our Lady Queen of the Universe Shrine. Mm-hmm. So, and then in conjunction with that would be the Eucharistic pilgrimage that we keep talking about. So those are exciting events that are going on. Jesus is on the move. The church is active, alive, and real, and
yes,
well.
Yes, and we're engaging.
Yes.
As the Lord wishes.
Yep. And then we are obviously in the middle of a series on the Ten Commandments and trying to remind everybody and just revisit the basics, the fundamentals of the faith. The Ten Commandments are very important, and today we are in Thou Shall Not Steal. So we ripped through the first six just as a quick review for everybody, and now here we are, Thou Shall Not Steal. And it's more than a prohibition of shoplifting. It's God's calling our hearts back to justice, honesty, respect for what belongs to others, and that's it at every level, right? The national level and right down to the community level, so...
Right. It's the one that touches us more than we think.
Yeah.
More than we know. There's so many little ways we steal, so many big ways we steal.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. And, yeah, most of us haven't robbed a bank or broken into a house, but we may have stolen innocence. We may have stolen joy. We may have stolen money. We may have stolen,
peace.
Peace, yeah.
That's a big one.
That is a big one.
I think people don't realize that, you know, if you're different subject matters, but if you're speaking to a woman or a man who's older and you start telling them some horrific thing that never even crossed their mind and you set them into you disturb their mind,
mm-hmm.
right, then you are robbing them of peace. And
yeah.
And I think that's part of it.
And maybe even innocence. I feel like you can rob people of innocence with all this.
Absolutely.
The children in today's society are being indoctrinated, and you actually are robbing them of innocence. And the way our culture is with dress and music and
you know, the one show we got into topics. That. We got into the TV shows that everyone liked.
Yes.
And after we left, I went back and I was sitting at home. We were talking about it. And I said, you know, how it just came off of everyone loved I Dream a Genie. But when you think about that, and we didn't mention it in that show, is that mm-hmm. was a quiet indoctrination of witchcraft.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? It went from I Dream a Genie. And now everything you watch, everything the kids watch, I have grandchildren, I have a little four-year-old, she watches you know, things over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
You just see how much dark side, death, witchcraft. It's just a spell.
Yeah.
So in my house, we laugh, and Aisley will say, they have power. And Steve and I will say, I mean, Aya, and Steve and I will say, of the Holy Spirit. And so now exactly. She runs around. They have power of the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
Know? Even Sophia, the little cute thing, Sophia.
Yes. Yeah.
She's mm-hmm. in witch school.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Learning.
That went over my head.
I know. Well, even the age-old Harry Potter and all that kind of stuff, it's become very trendy and very...
That's more in your face. This little Sophia, you think it's so innocent. She's so cute and sweet. Right. She has a unicorn horse.
Oh, no, you don't.
Oh, no, you don't. Power of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, you shall not steal, nor deal falsely, nor lie to one another. You shall not defraud your neighbor or rob him. The wages of a hired servant shall not remain with you all night until the morning. We hear that in Leviticus. So there's different areas in the Bible, Exodus, Deuteronomy, Leviticus. It's the Lord always tells us this, his important messages over and over and over and over. I'm always amazed at how many times the same message is repeated throughout the Bible. Because when we do our homework before these shows, it shouldn't surprise me, but it does surprise me.
Right. Mm. How many different examples come up that fast?
Yeah. I mean, we talked about my personal favorite story is self-checkout. Whenever you go to a store in today's world, you have to check yourself out. They expect you to bring your own bag and check out either your own groceries, or it could be anything. You could be at Home Depot and they expect you to check yourself out. You could be anywhere in today's world. And I always laugh. I'm like, how do they expect stealing to not go on the rise when you're bringing your own bag? And it's totally acceptable. And you're walking around. I see people putting things in their bag instead of the shopping cart.
Mm-hmm.
And then they take it out of the bag. But in the one example, this happened to me just last week. I was in Target. And the woman in front of me had a basket of stuff. And she actually checked out all of, you know, she
rang everything
scanned. Yeah, she scanned every item. And then at the very end, she just picked up her bag and walked out. Now, I don't know if it was on purpose or not. I have no idea. So then I step up to the machine and I was like, wait, this thing's not checked out. And it wouldn't let me start my process because it was stuck. It hadn't finished
right.
hers. Well, the reality is she didn't pay for anything because she put everything in the bag and walked out the door and nothing rung. No bells or whistles went off. Maybe because she scanned everything. I don't really know. Maybe because it was Target, whatever. I have no right. idea. But anyway, I thought, wow, that lady just stole like a lot of material. And then,
but then. Yeah. I told Marta I did the same thing. It was one of the kids' birthdays, and I was there with my older granddaughter and her friend. And so they're always a frenzy, you know, it's always spinning around, right? So get this, can we get that? We're moving here. We forgot balloons, you know, and everything's going on. I rang everything up.
Yeah.
And we forgot make it up bubbles, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. Let's go back and find them. I turned the card around. I'm not even thinking. Mm-hmm. I never check out.
Yeah.
I rang everything up. It sat on the register. We went back. We found the bubbles. We come back, and her friend says, you never paid. I said, hold on now. Hold on. We're still standing here. I didn't even realize that I didn't do that extra step.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was nice because now I was right there. I just went, boop, one more ad, and then I paid for the whole thing. I didn't have to pay twice.
Right.
But honest to God, nice. If I had walked out, I would have been accused of theft. But I'm just saying.
It was an innocent mistake. Well, the manager.
It was a crazy mistake.
It is just an example of like pebble in the pond, though, because then the manager came over and she realized, and it's her job to watch, right? And it's her job to make sure that you go through the whole process. And this poor manager, I thought she was going to cry. She said, oh my gosh, that lady didn't pay for anything. And I'm on watch and I didn't watch. And I saw her scanning everything. So I just didn't pay close attention. And
probably so has I to wonder pay a portion of it.
Exactly. I don't know what I didn't want to ask her. I was like, oh, I'm really sorry. I didn't really realize the lady didn't pay, you know, until I got to the machine myself. But the whole system of the way things are set up today is just...
So she didn't just... If she stole, she might not have been intentional, but if she was...
Right.
She didn't just steal from the store. Sometimes the employee is responsible.
Like, yeah, you talk about one time, like, she stole her peace. She stole her joy. She could have even stolen her job at that point because there's a lot of consequences to that action.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the 20 bucks in Wawa? The guy gave me change, and instead of $3 or $4, he gave me a $20 in there.
Yeah.
And I went back in and gave it back to him. I thought he was going to cry. And every time he saw me, me in that Wawa after, he was like, you! I was like, oh, it was $20. You know what I mean? But I guess he would have been held responsible. Maybe it was not the first time he put the bill in the wrong slip.
Yes.
So I guess he saw it as compassion, where I just thought it was normal that you would go back and, you know, you gave me a 20 instead of a 1. But
believe it or not, this past weekend, you just jogged my memory, Brendan's girlfriend, my son Brendan, who turned 21, so they were in the bars, and she looked down, and there was $300 on the floor. Someone dropped $300, and she picked it up and gave it to the bartender, and she said, someone dropped this, and the bartender had the same reaction. He's like, honey, are you actually kidding me right now? You're handing me $300 in cash that you found on a floor of a crowded bar?
Right.
He's like,
in
beach
town.
Yeah, he's like, this is going in my tip jar. Like, it could have gone in your pocket, but now it's going in my tip jar. But it was kind of a nice moment of honesty.
Yeah. I mean, what he thinks doesn't matter.
Exactly. But the kids were making fun of her all the next day. They're like, are you kidding me? We could have had free drinks, you know, like a couple rounds of It was kind of funny, but it's nice to see that
she sent that silent message.
Yes, she did. Yes, we still live. How about if you lose your wallet
and
someone...
That's her new name is Chick-fil-A.
Hello,
her
Chick-fil-A.
Actions
I mean,
spoke.
Didi. Yeah. Yes. So there are these little moments. I mean, it really did shock the bartender. I think he's like, wait, what? Because that's not...
Right.
A normal.
Exactly. But if someone came, I'm sure, if someone came and said, oh my gosh, I lost
my wallet. Have you ever lost your wallet? I remember losing my wallet once, and it's the worst feeling. Yes. She's making fun of me. I'm always like, where's my phone? Where's my pocketbook? Where's my...
Oh, no.
But when someone returns it to you.
It's great.
It's a great feeling. You're like, thank you. I really appreciate that you didn't take anything out of that.
Yes. One time I did get my wallet back with everything in it.
Yeah. One time.
I was very grateful.
But it's true.
One time. Marta's like, 10 times I
lost
my wallet.
It is. It's a good feeling. So, again, honesty brings hope. It brings joy. It brings all the fruits of the spirit. But the opposite happens when you steal or when someone is stolen from. It just robs
you.
Or
you use that money.
So many levels.
That $300 would not have brought.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, someone's going to go home and be
it was
really
not
sad.
An honest earn.
Yeah, they might.
Which is a lot of this, you know, what it talks about. The wage and the dignity of work.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes. It's important. Mm-hmm.
Teaches you respect.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Respect for yourself, respect for others. It's a, it's an interesting... We were talking about that, too, with the TV shows. Back to those TV shows. Those were messages you used to get through things like TV. It was a much more innocent day and age when we were young. You got some moral lessons when you watched. Today, on the other hand, when you watch TV, it's the complete opposite. It's glorifying breaking all the commandments. It's the casual nature of relationships today. Like, I use the example of Friends. I loved that show. A lot of listeners said that they didn't know what I was talking about. I was like, well, that's because it's not a healthy show to watch. But I didn't really realize it until I think a priest or a bishop pointed that out. And they said, you think you're watching an innocent show, but it's glorifying breaking all the commandments. I was like, oh my gosh, it's glorifying breaking all the commandments. That was a real eye opener for me. This is years and years ago. I was in college. But I don't know. It's amazing when you start to think about these things and you start to realize that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you're right.
Well, think about commercials and billboards. I mean, if we saw someone in a bra, we would...
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. And now?
And now.
Victoria's Secret is all over. I mean, they even had a show. No one, I'm sure, are listening on nights didn't watch, but Hugh Hefner even had a show. Do you remember him? He was the Playboy bunny guy.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was a show about what it took to be one of those girls and, like, what it was like at the Playboy Mansion. And all, like, the blonde things running around and whatever. People liked it. It was a popular show. It's kind of crazy.
Again.
Back to the basics, everybody. Back to the basics. I know that's actually not one I watched.
Taking
I just know that it was, yeah.
Well, that's another one that just disrespects the integrity of creation. the integrity of women. It's stealing the dignity, right?
Yeah, and marriage, and yeah, the whole lot.
Yeah.
That's an extreme example, Hugh Hefner, but even that radio show host, I forget his name. Remember, he was really controversial. He was 94 WYSB. Howard Stern.
Howard Stern. Oh, he was bad.
Yeah, he really had. But yet, he had a movie that came out that made him look. So verbally, he was bad. He was a bad example. He wasn't great verbally. Guys liked to listen to him. They found him entertaining. But yet, you watched him. He released a movie that showed he actually honored his wife. He was faithful to his wife. So it was a little bit confusing. I was like, wait, how can you be duplicitous? So it probably doesn't work out. The priest the other day in mass was talking about just that. He said, get off the fence. You're one or the other, but you can't be both.
Right.
You can't claim to be an honest husband when you're having a lot of
horrible conversation as your way to earn money.
Exactly. And then he would have guest appearances with women, and he would discuss things that were totally inappropriate for discussion.
He even got thrown off of TV.
Did he?
He did. He had to go to when Syndicate first came out, right? Private radio. It's just,
okay.
Remember?
Yeah.
He got thrown off there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, that's what causes confusion for society, because even I watched that movie, and I'm like, wait, what? He's loyal to his wife? That's crazy. They ended up divorcing, but he claimed that he was loyal to his wife. But at the same time, again, you can't be duplicitous. You can't live both lives like that. You can't say, I'm a good husband, I'm loyal, I'm faithful, I'm true, and yet 10 hours a day I'm looking at other women. Yeah. Yeah. So get off the fence. That was the message of the priest the other day in mass. Get off the fence. You're 100% in. Let your yes mean yes. Let your no mean no.
And that's important.
Yeah.
And we have to get back to that.
Because you can kid yourself. There's that old saying, don't kid yourself. And it's probably pretty easy to kid yourself. It's easy to kid yourself. Oh, this is a harmless show. Oh, that's just a book. Oh, it's only Sophia the Great.
And not look at your own behavior, too.
And not look. Yeah.
We're talking about that today. I said to Marta, you know, I've been in these two particular places that I go, and wow, they're annoying me over there. Wow, they're annoying me over there. I think maybe I better sit down and figure out if I'm the one that's...
Imagine that.
If two places are annoying you, maybe you better go look in the mirror for a minute.
Right. One out and three back. The finger pointing. One out and three back, baby.
I wasn't pointing a finger. It was more like about a feeling.
And yeah.
I was like, why am I having these feelings? Maybe I need to handle my own feelings.
Yeah. We even talked about digital piracy and these scams that you see on, I mean, I'm the number one. I've tried so hard to learn to not get scammed, and I'm so easily, not
There's
anymore,
so
but I'm
many
so
out
easily
there right
scammed.
Now, the email scams are running rampant.
Yeah.
Crazy.
And I keep saying, all right, Marty, you've fallen. I've had some hard falls. I had some real scams that I fell for. So I was like, all right, wisen up, open your eyes and your ears and like stop.
Right.
Stop before you act. I literally wired
your innocence.
My own money out to the guy. He told me to send the wire so he could stop the wire. The fraud guy said, can you hear yourself right now? Do you actually hear what you're saying?
But it never
he told
happened.
Send the wire so he could stop the wire. I'm like, yeah, it made sense at the time. I don't know.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my
but right
gosh.
Now there's so many. Even when
there's
I'm looking
so
at emails,
many.
You
there's
can't
so much
tell
theft.
Who's
well,
you know, they're
I did
using
it again.
The logos and they're you did not.
Yes, I did. I paid a toll. You know
again?
How you, you
the
rent a car
one in the book.
I know, but you know how you rent a car and you're in a different state and then you get this email saying you were in the rent a car and you owe this much for a toll or something. I was like, oh, well, I probably do.
Because the rent-a-car company pays the tolls.
Oh, my gosh. And after
they
I did it, I'm like,
bill.
No, I didn't. I didn't just do that. Well, yes, I did. I did it.
One of these days.
I didn't want to steal. I was paying my bill. But, I mean, even medically, it's medical is kind of hard. But I don't know. So you get these medical bills.
Still back on the ticket.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my gosh. What ticket?
The one you paid, the toll, whatever you paid.
Oh,
the ticket for the toll. They were saying, you're going to get a ticket if you don't pay the toll or you're going to court.
Yes.
But there's so many right there's now that so look many legitimate.
Tax, the taxes. Those I didn't
everything,
fall for.
Everything. They take the logo of the company and they put it. I mean, I really study these emails now. I tell you, I go
Me
off
too.
And I Google yeah. and I, you know, I call the company and I'm like crazy about it because I can't tell.
Yeah. Yeah. And the only other flip side of this whole conversation is I get frustrated when people are over hyper thinking I'm stealing. Like one time I was in Costco. Now, Costco, the process at this time, they check out for you. You have no control. You take your stuff out of the cart with them. You put it on the belt and they do all the processing.
Right.
Well, I had two cases of paper towels, but when I handed the lady my receipt so she could check it, she was saying she only saw one case of paper towels. Well, you might have thought that
you stole.
I mean, really, she was like, stop right there. Don't move. Get the manager. You know, and I was like, what is going on right now? I'm like, what is on the ticket? You know,
right.
Like,
meanwhile, the towels are the farthest thing in the whole, like you couldn't check out and run back to that corner of Costco.
Yeah, exactly.
If you know Costco.
Mm-hmm. So I had two, there was only one on my receipt and I obviously had two in my cart. And I said to the lady, it's not like I checked myself out. You're treating me like I'm a criminal. And I didn't check myself out, lady. The lady at the register checked me out.
Right. But there's anyway, so much theft there.
There's so much theft. But she really made a scene and people were looking at me. I was so mad. I was actually did not keep my peace. I was getting so mad. I finally picked up the paper towels and I was like, keep them. You can keep them and go. Because it took like 5 minutes to get the manager. And no one was responding to this woman's hair raising, screaming for the manager. And because she wouldn't leave my side to go get a manager.
She's
like, stop right there. Don't move. I'm like, lady, okay, it's paper towels, so I think we're going to just put them down and I'm going to leave now.
But there's so much theft that goes on everywhere that even if it's an innocent thing, they're going to...
And maybe she would have gotten a bonus or something. So I actually didn't confront her. I just said, you can have the paper towels. I'm out of here. This is not worth the aggravation.
But even another time, I was in Target last week and I was checking stuff out for the trip, stuff I was getting. And the guy kept stopping to take the little guards off all the items. And I said, when did Target start this? And he said, they're stealing everything. I mean everything. Everything is. He said, it's so hard for me now because every single item I have to stop, no matter how small, take this little security guard off of it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But even when you get a package to your home, people are coming up on people's porches and taking the package.
Yes. It's endless amounts of stealing. And Kathleen touched that on Tuesday, too. She said, if it's up to $1,000, like that's where our society is. That's what they're teaching our youth. And this is something that's become quite acceptable. If it's under $1,000, we're not going to bother you.
We're not going to prosecute. Yeah.
Yeah. But look what's happening to your point. It's affecting the pebble in the pond. That's affecting these corporations. And now they're saying supermarkets and Targets and Walmarts, they have to put everything under lock and key. And or some of the supermarkets are just pulling out of cities altogether, like different rough cities. They're just so whoever's doing the stealing, you're not only robbing the corporate side, but you're also robbing the neighborhood of having
their
the
ability
freedom
to pay the employee and the.
Yeah, but
they have to pay for that merch, you know, before they.
Yeah,
they pay
but
for
you're
that
robbing
in advance
the community
to put it on the shelf.
Of the gift of having a nice store that they have easy access to, because then once those stores close their doors. And they move 5 miles out. Now you got to take a bus or walk or find a way to the store. I mean, so you're not just stealing the socks, the deodorant, the razors, whatever you think you're stealing.
Right.
You're actually robbing the entire community of the peace and the ability to have a nice shopping experience.
And stealing used to be the great example of stealing when we were growing up.
What did you
take from the office?
Oh.
Did you take a paperclip? And we would all say, that's not stealing. I paperclip the paper. Did you take
The stapler.
And like that was the idea of, you know.
Yeah.
Got your hand off. You took the stapler from the office. Now.
Mm-hmm.
But it affects everyone because prices go up and, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All the prices rising all over is a little bit of inflation, but it's also theft. And then they have to, you know, the theft, then they just report it for insurance. And then the insurance goes up and then the product goes up again. And, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Pebble
crazy, crazy.
In the pond. So crazy. These are all very important. You don't think it's a big deal to your point. The person might tell themselves, oh, it's not a big deal. I'm in need. I just stole the socks or I stole this or I didn't feel like waiting for someone. CVS is the worst.
Right. It's their fault no one was there to check me out.
Yeah, CVS is the worst. You go to that self-checkout at CVS, anybody out there have the experience, every 3 seconds they're like, that machine just blips on you and it's like, wait a minute, a manager will be right over to help you, whatever that little announcement that they make and the light goes off and you're like, nothing even went wrong. It's just the machine is not it's a very frustrating experience.
Yeah, I know.
Which is why I rely on Amazon, which you're not supposed to do either. So you can't win, I guess.
You bypassed all the short cheats.
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The time theft when you go and you use your time clock card or you pad your time sheet.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
If you deny overtime from the employer part, if you underpay or you deny overtime.
Mm-hmm.
Or you misclassify employees to avoid benefits.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So these things today are just considered smart business. They're not considered really stealing from, but that really has an effect on the family and
absolutely
probably the company, right?
Yeah.
Tax evasion, expense reports. I used to do all the expense reports for the company.
Yeah.
For our family company.
Yeah.
And we had guys all over. I would get boxes and boxes every week. My kids would cry when they come to the door. Every now and then, though. I mean, it was a tedious job, but every now and then I'd get a chuckle like, you don't even know.
Yeah.
I'd be like, really? You put that on your expense report?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exaggerating insurance, not returning borrowed items.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Don't
that's
pay your
debt.
That's
a big one, not returning borrowed items, because that could just be laziness, a little sloth in there, or it could be, you know.
You see it 10 times. I really got to get that back to them. I really got to get that back to them. It's going on with me right now. My friend lent me a little bag of tools.
Yeah.
And
you got to get that back to them.
I haven't gotten. I mean, it's up to me to get in the car and personally go there and put it down, I think.
Yeah.
And I've been negligent.
It's like returning rug samples could be anything. But this. That was an inside jab.
I did return them.
You did?
I did. When you weren't looking.
Just for the record, those rug samples.
Those rug samples were in the car
for a long time. They need to go back to
there. Returning extra change.
There you go.
That's the guy in Wawa.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, copyright.
Oh.
I mean, like plagiarism.
Yeah.
That's the big debate in schools right now is should kids be allowed to play with AI and learn how to use AI as the wave of the future? Or no, it's plagiarism. And I said to Marta, if I use AI a little bit to plan something, am I cheating off a computer? Is that plagiarism when the computer came up with the information for me?
It depends how you're using it. Yeah. Well, I don't really see it
that way.
That's
what this is trying to say.
It depends how you're doing it. I mean, with AI, you have to feed the AI your topics, your thoughts, your plan. It's not coming up with it for you. So you're not just typing in some keywords. No, I always know what I want to say. It just flunks it into a outline.
Yeah. It writes it for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
They're saying it's wrong. But I guess the point is
the commandment
wants you to, as Jesus does with all of them, take it to a higher level.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Examine
he wants you to
your
move
heart.
From not taking to actually giving.
And it's what's in our hearts that defile us. It's not what's outside. It's what's in the heart.
Right.
Starts with the.
So don't take the $300 off the floor. Give it back. Think about the other person giving. Like, turn the taking into giving.
Into giving.
Yeah.
It's exciting stuff.
And then you'll be happy.
Yeah. So today was a great day. I can't believe the show is over. So real quick, those commandments are rooted in scripture, the church's teachings on justice and restitution. And we have a call to examine both the obvious and the hidden ways that we fall short of these. And the freedom found in honesty and generosity. So thank you for joining us today. I can't believe that hour really flew by.
Really flew.
It really flew. And please join Kathleen this weekend, the Malvern Retreat House, June 12th to the 14th. I'm very jealous that we're not going to be there, but we'll be in flight. So,
yep.
I'm a little jealous.
Golf outing's coming up 10-12. Put it on your calendar.
Yes.
That's all you need to know right now, 10-12. Put it on your calendar.
Exactly. That's a great day, 10-12.
Same place.
It's James's birthday. Yeah. That's the day after my birthday. Yeah. Yeah, so thank you for tuning in. Have
Don't
a fabulous weekend.
Anton.
Don't forget to watch Dr. Anton Raimondo. Yeah.
Coming up.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Bye now.
Join us again next week as we explore scripture reflections, personal stories, and practical encouragement, leading us to say, "Yes, here I am, Lord."